The Gemara does not quote the whole Mishnah because it's not important for discussion. The important part of the Mishnah is the expression apparent. What does it mean? There, the Mishnah mentions the machlokes between Bishama and Bisila. Haperi tzela mois hasheni. What does it mean? If he wants, if he was machli, if he was paid there originally, he had peris mois hasheni. Let's say he had an oviv, grapes, and then it was too hard for him to carry the grapes to Yerushalayim. So he was paid it on protest. Now protest, so it's many protests, and to carry so many protests, to Yerushalayim is a hardship. So he decides he will be paid again the protest on himself. So the question is, can he be paid all the protest on his seller? Or only half of the potes on Sloy, and the other half, he should remain in potes. So Bishamai say, if he wants to exchange, to be mechalel the potes on his seller, he can be mechalel all the potes on his seller. And Bisil say, no, only half. And the rest, he should not be Michal Anisal. All right, that's a machlekin tim shamasim. But it's not important for us. The important thing is that he says, apere itzala moyes Hashem. In other words, he's trying to exchange protest Anisal. So obviously, he was able, at first, he was paid the peiros and protes. Now he wants to be paid the protes and the seller. Whether he can redeem all the protes and the seller, or only half of the protes and the seller. But everybody admits that he was able to be paid originally the peiros and protes. Now the Torah mentions kesef, ligabi pidyen. And still he was able to be paid there on putes. Doesn't that indicate that the pute also has a shem kesef? Because assuming that the pute does not have a shem kesef, that the pute only a moye has a shem kesef, and pute not, so how was he able at that very outset to be paid the payers and putes? So the Gemara gives the teret. Kesef ha kesef ribo. Because the Torah says, since the Torah says hakesev, so it's marbe that even something that is less than the smallest coin current in Seir, it can also be paid on it. Yep. Varle hegdish d'chsivinosan hakesev ikomlei. Vinosan hakesev ikomlei. So V'yomar Shmuel Hekdesh of the money, Shechilal Shavu Prute Mechulel. Hosom name Kesef, Kesef Yalif Mimah Yisei. Another Rashi. Haper Yitzal Amois Mas Hashem, Maskone Bishama Yimei B'chol Asal Amois. Umi Ushman Yino Minei Shechil Tchilam Ayis and Pershul Cheis. That's the important thing. The Gemara is not concerned now the machlokes b'shamayim b'silel. But both b'shamayim and b'silel agree that originally at the outset he was able to be paid at the payers and porters. Alright. Shechil t'chila ha'maiser l'purish shel necheyes. V'yato bo l'ifrit b'en sela. V'no sakas v'komle l'chsivyas ha'mish kesef v'akhol v'komle. Shechil ha'purta mechul al din noy le'hegdesh. T'chsivy shesochi v'ashmin shmuel t'hei chadim et minoyi mitnamen bitl mekach. Kesef kesef goma p'in heges p'in maiser. Aval shokas shibetir ol yalgnei l'idome v'eid d'hoche k'sofim yiseir k'sivy. והרי קדושי איש תכסיב כי כך איש איש הוא בעלו כפי כלומר ככה ככה מזה אפרים ותנם בסילים בפרוטה ושאו בפרוטה אין אונלי בשמה יסי בדינה נאמר רב עשי דמתי בשמה רב יסף says that it's in accordance with רב עשי דין so then we have to say The Travas's din is only a little bit Shammai, not a little bit Hilchasim. That's strange. Eloyit Mahochi. Omar Abdul Omar Abase, Kol Kesef Kots of Omatirgat. We shall defray him Kesef Bidin. So Ravasi himself says it only in respect to Kesef Kots. And what does Rav Yisef say? So that's the kasha that is raised by all Rishenim. So there are two Rishenim in Rambam. One Loshen is the Tenoch Nami, Rav Yisef. So Rav Yisef assumed that Ravase had reference not only to Kesef Kotzov and to every kesef. And Rav Yisef also assumed that Rav Asa said that Aloha Alibri Bisham. That's one Lashon. But the other Lashon, and that's the Pshat, the most Rishenim, the more accepted Lashon, is the second Lashon Ramban, and the generally accepted Teretz by Rishenim, that Rav Yisef agreed that Ravase had reference only to Kesef Kotzov. But Rav Yisef said, true, Ravase had reference only to Kesef Kotzov. But Ravase, when he had reference only to Kesef Kotzov, said it Alibri Bisila. I am saying, according to Bishamai, the same din has reference even to Kesef Sheini Kotzov. Even the Kesef Sheini Kotzov. Maiko Mashmalon, Tinyone, Chomish Loim Shal Ben Shloishim Shal Eved, Chamishim Shal Enez, Shal Nifate, Meir Shal Mitzi Shemra, Kulam Mishakal HaKedesh. So, it mentions all the Kesef Kotzov. David Pina Ben, Chamish Ed Torah, specifies a number, Hamisho, Gabinis and Fatis, Torah specifies a number, Hamishi Mitzishemra, so the Torah specifies a number, Meyoshkolim. We shall defray, so the Gemara says, we shall defray him Kesef Medini, the Leutnan, the Tanya, which is an eighth of Kesef Surah, Hatkir Havere, Nason Lisela. ולא יתאים מהי סלע אבא זוזה, אלו מהי סלע פלגה דזוזה. דווידה אינשה דקור לי פלגה דזוזה איסטר. אי סלע. But that's a סלע מדיני. All right, Rashi. Oi. כסף קוצוף, אבל כסף צורה, וכסף דושני קוצוף. ולעירה ברבסה כבר. קוצוף שנאמר בו יקמו, עם 50 של כנס או 30 של עבד, ומאו של מייצי שמרה, שנאמר במשקולים, ונאמר חשבני. בשקלקדש מונצורה, שקלקדש יש בחופי שקולים מונצורה. נדור איתי, שקל צורה, היא שקל של תורו, has four dinrim. Has four dinrim. So, some mele 25 shkolim shal Torah have 100 dinrim. Vishal divrei mischal e lo itnan kamave, vashminon dave kesef midine. Ki itnan atikei akalim ahirch matinu kesef vren ki itnan, atikei ala chaveri bihozne lo shrabin alevi, rabin azokin lo madnu shi iko itzol eizen. So yes, the pain beishes. Nesli sa kach shir ut me beishti lo dem benini. Vash min ravased lo iteime, hai sa la dal zuze sa la zure le palge di zuze. Shmini she bis la zure. Istere sa la palge di zuze vu sa la medine. All right. Now let's go over the thesis. And thesis accepts the pshat of rabbeisel of Rashi. Not only thesis, practically all the same. Practical analogy. It's much simpler than a base of Pshat. Varitaine Pirishat Kuntres, Meliktone Shtei Kesev, Shma Mino Kro, Lav Davke Koma Kesev, Elam Amini Baome Kopit. Vichim Shali Pirish Kamo, Limos Real Lechachomin, Vilikom Leilaj Buye Bibotsam Hoche, די קרו כסף דווקא כמה נהידים או אימא ביפרו שביצורי מיושתיים מנו להו ומשן דה זגמור הסקש ומשן הם מכירים שניים אף כסף שניים ומה כסף דבר חושב אף כירים דבר חושב כלימה שישוב עם שתי כסף לכל התרש זה פשעת it's להפוקה of שמואל because that one דומה לשמואל ולהפוקה מן דומה תואני שתי מחתים חייב בידועס אחס מהן, לכן יוצאו כלים למשהו, כלים הר שישחייב עליהן בכל שהוא. ורביסינו מפורשים שהדין הרב המטבע הפוכה שביצוע, תצחה של שלוש, ופה מתונשתי כסף שאין מויס, ולכתונש שני דה ומש בשני דינרים, because דינר זה לא שם זוכו, אין מויס לא שני קיבו. ולדי קושי ביטובי, זה צריכה שלוש חודו, אם כן כל כסף המתאו, הוא דינה יחס, יחס כאישו מופק לו, או כוסה כאישו להשמי מכירים שניים, כסף שניים הוא דוס. וידמי קומה מכירים דבר חושב, וכימחה דבר חושב. והוא אמר לכך יוצא כלים למשהו, אומר לחשיב למחת. ובהדי אומר, עושה מיפחה, מה כסף דבר חושב, מפקירים דבר חושב, וכסף כי עושה להרד ראש עושה. עד כאן לשני, וירי היקשה על פירש רשי, כיוון די מטבע פוחה שביצורי, הימור, היכה שייר כלל למימה, כיוון דאפיקתי מפרוטי אית מהדינר, אבל למימה הרמור שהיא מטבע פוחה שביצורי. So we mentioned it arts. In other words, because the פשט according to רשי, the פשט מגימורי is, that inasmuch as Bishamai are only chilek and b'sil in regard to Mishn, but not in regard to the other putis. After the Mishnah says Nazov Hamisha putis. So in regard to the other putis, so Bishamai agree with b'sil that the minimum of Momei in Kolater Kule is putis. And here the Torah is makpit an kesef, exer shove, of kiche kichem is the efrein. So in other words, why is the Torah makpit an kesef? Because to advise us that here it has to be not stam momen, like in Kolat HaKolei, but it has to have chshives, momen choshev. What does momen choshev mean? Momen choshev means that it has substantial purchasing power. So mainly, if it's less than a dinar, it does not have substantial purchasing power. פיריק שאל פירש רשי כי מדמד בי הפוכה שביצורם הימו איך השייך כל מימה כי מדעת פיקטים מתחותם איך מהדינר אבל מימה רמו שהוא מדמד בי הפוכה שביצורם טיפי שלימה לי כמון דומה כי מדעת פיקטים מתחות איך מהדינר היינה בו סידש ככנה דפרותה ושאפה כסף לגבי אומר בריאו וכי מדעת פיקטים מתחותו דהווה כסף, אוי כמיהו הדינה. אפיקט מפרוטו וואי, בקורס בי אומר בריאו, there has to be a possibility of the ruin, of deduction. And if you start with the prote, so there cannot be any ruin. So, אז כבר כסף יקבע דינה לב ולב חושב, אבל רשתי לא מביצור אלה כפרוטה, אבל מדבי פרשוין, היינו מוי, נאי נאם ולהפיק את מפרוטה, הדינה המים מויק מסלעי, המוי אבל הוא כמי. All right, so that's the terrace that we have to give according to Rashi. Here, we have an indication by the Torah. The fact that the Torah spelled it out like a big dushin, that it's not subject to the same general rule as Kolater Kule. So what does it mean? That here by Gdushin we require not just Momein, but Momein Choshev. What's Momein Choshev? Has substantial purchasing power. That's dinner. Void Kosh. The Pirish, the Osel HaFukim in Mandoma, Toanu Shtei Machtim Vehidali Ba'achas Menechayev. Du Befirik Shvist Ayonim Mashma, the Harad Roshe. Die Makesev der Vachoshuv, עושה על ליבה די שמואל, תל רב ספירה לי כסף, כי עושה לי כפירה הוא די עושה. So ממילא, he couldn't learn out, he couldn't use מה כסף דו וחושוב, אף קילים דו וחושוב, רב, because he has to use the כסף for another דרוש. That's a very strong cash. So we have to say, in respect to Rashi, what Teisa says, in respect to Rashi's Kash and other girls, in Ekish Lemechtso, he can learn out both things. But if Rashi himself understands the concept of in Ekish Lemechtso, why does he ask against the Rabbi himself? So that involves us, involves Rashi in a vicious cycle. Right? לכן נראה לרי, כמו שפירת בשם רבי סוף, תדינר הווה מטבע הפחוסו שביצור. ומה שהיא קשורה שהיא כל כסף הומו בתאירו דינר, היכה אסיה קשה ומפקלי, הוקיוסה הוקשה, להשמינון, מקיל עם שניים, אף כסף שניים עושה? נראה לי קושי מידי, דוין הקש למחצו, וכהיכה דגמרינו מני שניים, גמרינו מני נאמה דבחושו. ומה שהקשו, וכימחה דבחושו. או אמרינו נהוסום, לקח יוצא קלין, למשהו. דצחש סקשה, הונאמה לקושה. דאפילו מחת יש בחשיבס גודל, שרואו לאסס במלוכה גדלו. ויהודי קומה הוסום יוצקי לי ממה שהן, לאו דווקא לי מה שהן, אלא להפוקה דלוי בינון שהכלי שווה מוה, אך שהיה שווה פרוטה. ומכל מוקים, כשבז גודל יהיה שרואו לעשת במלוך הגדל. So Tesis is saying two things here. First of all, he's saying, unlike Rashi, that this member by Shmuel, לקח יוצא כלים למשהו, so no one is חלק on that member of Shmuel. Even though Rav is חלק on Shmuel, So Yitzchak Ashmuel, in respect to the question, was whether Taina Asma Shtikesef or Kfiras Taina Shtikesef. But in respect to Shmuel's Roshe, Yilkach Yotzkil Limashe, Rabbis made it. And that's what Ramban says, Limatzinu Mishachirik Al Dinze. Limatzinu Mishachirik Al Dinze. So that's one Machlekes by Tesis against Rashi. According to Rashi, so only Shmuel says, Likach Yotzukelim Mimashe. Only Shmuel says, Likach Yotzukelim Limashe. But Rav is Chelikani. Rav is Chelikani. And this Gemara accords with Rav. This Gemara accords with Rav. Now, the question is, but according to Rav, the Gemara in Shvuah says that he uses the drosha of Kesef, that Kfir Atzmo requires Shtei Kesef. So, Rav will say, all right, but we learn out both halachas, Ma Kesef Devo Choshuv, Afkilim Devo Choshuv, and also, that kesef is likfiratzmo, is likfiratzmo. All right. Now, but Teisa Shita is that no one is chilek on Shmuel Saloche of likach yotzu kelim limashu. Mashim kein. Rashi, he holds that only Shmuel says that, but Rav is chilek, and Rav holds that even kelim require shtekes. Then there is another machlekes between. Rashi and Tesis. I mean, not explicit. Rashi says, "V'chimacha devachoshvu." So from Rashi's Loshen it's mashma. It's not so explicit in Rashi, but anyway, if you go over the Rashi in Shvuos, you'll see that this is Rashi Shita here too. That Yotzu Kelim Shmuel, who says the Mandoma, who says Yotzu Kelim Limashu. So it means that Kelim don't even require Ishore Putin. Mashenkin Teisves here says that Kelim requires Ishore Putin. Even though Yotzu Kelim Limashain, so it means Limashain, it doesn't require Shtei Mois, but Shtei Putes, each Kela, each Machat, has to be worth at least a putin. And the Rashbo in his Chidushim and Shvuos mentions that in the name of Rav Haigoyim, the Shitas Hageni, that Yotzu Kelim Mashein means it doesn't even require a putin. And the Rashbo in Shvuos goes one step farther, and he says, even by Gdushin, one could be Mikavish and Nishe with the Machat that is less than a putin. Then he says, maybe not, Kedush not, but as far as maybe Mikzas is concerned, so that's a pshites to the Rashbo, that Kele doesn't require even a putin, because there is a special Zosakos of Yotzu Kelim Limashe. Umashi hiksho. But Rashi says, the Bishwiz Garsino Nifre. So first of all, Tesis doesn't say it. There is a Gersin Shwiz also. Makelim the Vachoshuv Afkesev the Vachoshuv. But Tesis here does not recognize that Gersin Shwiz. But Teisus says, true, that the right girls in Shvuyas is makesev the rochoshuv, af killing the rochoshuv, not makilim the rochoshuv, af kesev the rochoshuv. But that Gemara in Dushin has reference to Shmuel. Now Shmuel doesn't darshan, so has reference to Shmuel. So he says, "Horan kashmi d'hosam ainu Shmuel the liitzrich leikesef lemidachine, because Shmuel holds that kfiras atayne doesn't require shtekes. Rav says that kfiras atayne atzmo requires shtekes, not just the tiny. So mimele, so how does he know that, Rav, that kfira requires the kesef? Because of the kesef of the Torah. So he uses the posik of kesef to learn out that kfira requires the kesef. So mimele he cannot learn out from kesef, ma kesef de vachoshuv, af kol de vachoshuv. Because Rav learns out from Kesef that Kfira requires Shtei Kesef. So Mele, Rav, so Tesis in Shvuyas points out, how does Rav know the Aloch of the Rochoshuv, of Shtei Kesef? Since he cannot learn it out from Kesef, because from Kesef Rav learns out that Kfira requires Kesef. So how does he know the aloche of Shtei Kesef, Rav? So Tesis in Shvuyas, the Aflamites says, Rav learns it out from Kelim. Ma Kelim de Vachoshuv, even if it's not Shtei Mois, even if it's a Kol Shein, because the function of the Kelim, the functioning potential of the Kelim, so even in Machat Kol Shein, you can sew with one Machat, you can sew 10 Godim, 10 suits you can make with one Machat. So Af Kol Dava Choshu. And in other things, so what is Choshuv? Let's say in Kesef, what is Choshuv? If it has Shtei Mois, I mean if it has Mois, but it has to be Shtei. It has to be Shtei. Honamoi kashi midei, di hosam haino Yishmuel, liisch li Kesef, li midei achine. Vidosh li hosam lamid al kilin, vino vachoshuv, aval hoche osal libe de rav, di meike Kesef li kfire, ולדידי תווי דרושס נפקה מכלים שניים ודבר חושב ומי הוא לפירו זה? And that's the פשט by most רשאים. רמבן, דרשבו, דרגיטבו, דרן, most רשאים. Like the רבי סבב of רשי. ומי הוא לפירו זה? די אומר די ביצור אלה כמוה. So according to that פשט of the רבי סבב, the smallest silver coin current in Tseir, at the time of Matan Torah, was a dinar. So nati moi, koshe doksi vesrim gira ha-shekel, umtagamino esrim moi, na'on oi sa moi b'meishe b'kesef shebetoro, v'im rab netam, di gira lehave moi, ela mishkol hoi b'meishe, it wasn't a coin that circulated as a medium of exchange. It was a certain kind of a weight of silver. Sh'shove moi, v'shuv, then later on, after Matan Torah, also mimenu matbea vikoromo. By the time of Matan Torah, it did not exist as a medium of exchange. It only existed as a special weight of silver. Now, what does Tesis say here that first of all, that Shmuel's memory lekach yotzu kelim yukol shein, no one is chelik on it, and then that even Shmuel, so that Shmuel mentions that halacha, so only means he doesn't require shtimois kelim kol shein. But the portage requires. So machtin have to be two portes. Two portes. The Geinim, Ravai Goen, is chilik. And he says that when Shmuel says, likach yotzu kelim likol shein, so it means that two machtin is chayef, Shmuel made him miktsas, even if it's less than a portet. Even if it's less than a portet. Now, Teisves, in Shmuel's says Shmuel, from a testament base. Hataino after the two dots, the second two dots, the fourth two dots. Hataino ist die Kesef. Oma Rav, Kfiras Taino ist die Kesef. Ushmuel Oma Hataino Atzma ist die Kesef. Afil Likofar el Biprute, vil Hoido el Biprute Chai. Omar Rove, take a masnissen kavos de Rav, u kroye kavos de Shmuel. Take a masnissen kavos de Rav, diktone hataino shtikesev, vaido yeshave prute. Vilu kfirastaine prute likotone, utnaname haido ye biprute. Vi tnaname homish prute sein, oinoye biprute, vaido ye biprute. Vilu kfira biprute likotone. So the Loshen Hamishne on the surface tends to indicate like Rav. Vilu, I mean, the Gemara doesn't mean that the Mishne mentions it like Rav, not like Shmuel. So then it'll be a kashe against Shmuel, but I mean, the Pashtus Loshen tends to indicate like Rav. Ukroye kavose di Shmuel. Dechsiv, ki yitin ish al reyu kesef ikilim lishmeya, ma kilim shnayim, af kesef shnayim, ma kesef devochoshuv, af kol devochoshuv. Now, so this is the droshe that Rashi mentions. And Teisa says, true, that's the right gear, in Shmuel. But here, it's alibi di Shmuel. But alibi di Rav, the droshe is not that way. However, there is a girse even here. They koy kavosin ishmoel dechsif ki itin ishel reyu kesef ekelim ishmei makelim shnayim af kesef shnayim u makelim davochoshuv af kol davochoshuv af kol davochoshuv. Teisus in Shvuos mentioned the girs. Mentioned the girs. Vikom arachmone ki huze. That means Kiuze, if he is made a miktsas from that shteimois. So that means that taina atzmo is shteikes. The kfira can be even a poti. Virav. No, the Kiuze comes to tell us lidoi be miktsas taini. Ushmuel. True that it is miboyel lidoy misatane, but it says ki, I mean it says ksiv hu, ksiv ze. So that means the kofa b'miktsas Vedre mikza se chayev. Why did it say ki huze? That if it's heide in one prote and kofar in one prote, so is chayev. V'rav chad loidoy b'mikzas ha'tayne v'chad loidoy min ha'tayne. So memele, we don't have an extra exerus ha'kosuf that even if there is a kfira in one prote and the whole amount was taken from the tayne, so then is chayev. So the Gemara says to Shmuel, so the question is, how does Shmuel learn out from that the kfira can be even one prute? After all, we need one posik lidoy mitzatayne and one posik lidoy minatayne. So Shmuel says, all right, true, we need hu lidoy mitzatayne and ze lidoy minatayne. But mimele we can deduce that too, I mean. So, also, then the question is against Rav. Elo malach Rav. So how does Rav know that the kfir has to be shtikesed? So the Gemara now says, comes to the conclusion that Rav learns it out from kesef, because according to Rav, the kesef itself is superfluous. The Torah didn't have to say kesef. The Torah could have said, why did the Torah have to say kesef v'kelim lishmeya? To tell us that the kfira itself requires the kesef. If the Torah had mentioned kiyitni shel reyu kelim lishmeya, then I would also know that the taina l'chol apochas has to be shtei kesef. Because ma kelim davar choshuv? Af kesef davar choshuv. Af kesef davar choshuv. So the fact that the Torah says kesef oi kelim comes to tell us that the kfira atzmo has to be shtei kesef. If the Torah hadn't mentioned kesef, then I would also know that the taina has to be shtei kesef. But I wouldn't know that the kfira requires shtei kesef. So that the Gemara says alibi di Shmuel. So Tesis points out here in Shmuel. But alibi the Rav, I wouldn't say Dovachosh of Leibinon. Even if the Torah didn't say Kesef. Because according to Rav, I could learn out from Kelim. Ma Kelim Dovachosh of Av Kesef Dovachosh of Av Kesef Dovachosh of. So Mele, why does the Torah mention Kesef? That kesef has to be shtei mois, I would know anyway. That I would learn out from kelim. So, but the reason as to why the Torah has to mention kesef is to advise us that the kfira requires shtei kesef. All right. Now the thesis in Shavuos. Makilim shnayim, af kesef shnayim. V'imteim ayich adorish v'sef shmaitzin lishmuel l'kach yotzu kelim ma'ashein. Hoyitztrich l'makilim shnayim. Now, the Gemara here says, kro kavosi lishmuel, because makilim shnayim, af kesef shnayim, But Shmuel himself says that Yotzer Machtel Mashu. V'yesh Leima Kedi Pirish HaKuntres. Di Dori Shtaf Mem Momed Beis. The Yalfutze of by Shmuel. That Machtel is cold chain. So is from the fact that the Torah doesn't say Ki Yitein Yishel Reyu Ksofim Lishma. Why did the Torah have to say, Ki yitin nishal reyu kesef v'kilim nishmiya? Let the Torah say, Ki yitin nishal reyu ksofim nishmiya. So I would know shnayim, and I would know, and the v'choshu. So that's a raya. Since the Torah says Kelim instead of Ksofi, that Kelim is Lemashe, even if it's not Shtemoy. Oh. Umashe Pirish Bikuntres, that memon basically come. Di Aveksif Ksofi, Aveshmainon, Tavaye Shnaim with Rochoshuv, Einire. Tibloi Surele Avemashma Miksofim. Ela beis prutis, kmo ikdushe isho, she miskaches bepruto. Afol gav, difere kame dikdushin, gomo lo kshir kshirim zdei afrein, dixi bekesef, eso, so that means that the pruto is kesef, ela havel el michtam, but how does Shmuel learn out from Kelim, that yotzo Kelim imashein? Because if the Kavonas HaTorah had not been that Kelim is L'mashein, then the Torah could say, Ki yitin yishal reyu kesef v'iksofi. Or the Torah could have said, Ki yitin yishal reyu kesef v'chafeitzi. Why does the Torah say kesef v'kelim, not kesef v'chafeitzi? To tell us that if it's Kelim, it doesn't matter how much, even to mach. והרידינו שניים ולא חושב מי יסורי לכסף ומליקוסף קהילים דרשינון יוצא קהילים משהו ואם תימא לרב דמי כדי כסף לכפירו דעושה מנולון דבינו דבר חושב שמואל says we cannot learn out from כסף that the כפירה requires the כסף because כסף is required to tell us that דבר חושב is required. So how does Rav learn out from Kesef that Kfira requires the Kesef? We have to learn out from Kesef that Dov Choshuv V'tzorich Leima T'kule Mikelin Dorsh V'nafkele Dov Choshuv Mikelin Da'afil Macha Che'im Bosho V'prute Mikol Mokim Chshivez Godol Yesh Bei Shero Lasiz Bei Milochek Deila. So what does Taisa say here? Taisa says here, like the Shita of Rav Haigoyen that the Rashba mentions in Shuas. Not like Taisa Shita here in Dushin. Taisa in Dushin is chilek on the Shita of Rav Haigoyen. And he says that even though Shmuel says, Kol Shein, and no one is chilek on that din, Kol Shein, but prute it requires. Here he says that when Shmuel says that when we say here. Kule Mikelin Dosh, Vidafkalin Dovachoshov Mikelin, Dovachoshov Mikelin, so he said it a little bit of Rav, here David says, that we, according to Rav, we learn out from Kelin both Shnaim, and because it's Loshen Rabin, and also Dovachoshov. So it means, so according to Rav, a kele is limashun, even if it's not worth a putting. That's contrary. That's in accordance with the Shita of Rabbi Goe. All right. But then you'll see the Teisves, at the end, he says himself. He says, that feel a macha chamber shall be put a come up in. Swiss itself, my younger ones. I forgot the alibi, the Shmuel kind. The die koi kavose, who is some homa with Shmuel, because of killing, because of kesev. Have a mine makil mishnayim, aber der Chosh of Loibino. Vie shleima adi vadai mi kesef yalfino. Di binon shei bikli shal depute. Di loi teim egzeras akosofi bichol akelim af al pi sheim bahem shal depute. Vachename amrinon birushalme. Di toane shti machtin tzorich shei shobim beis putes. Shtei akfir pute vaidoye pute. Vodam Akshinen Kesef Mikhilim, Lahatzach Kesef, Yeisam Mipotim Akhilim, Laf Kolduel, Klichoshuv, Af Kesef Laf Kolduel, Kesef Choshuv, Dahayne Moye, Shebikach, Yeish Bechshives, Vehashte in Tzorach Lagia Af Koldo Vachoshuv, Kmo Yishi Yigia Akuntres, Not Killing the Vachoshuv, Mishum Dishmuel Yisrei, Yotzo Killing Imashein, Vishapek Asinon Af Killing the Vachoshuv, die bekehlen Namen bin und schein schon im Steh Protes. Und Masche in die Komma heine Afropisch in schon im Steh Mois. Für Chino ich gehe es Rabbeis und für Kamerimisch. So doesn't it appear that he says, he says so himself? At first in discussing Rav, so he says, Vim Teima le Rav, dem Eike, die Kessel, die Kfiru, die Ose, min Ole, die Binon, der Wachoschuk, wie Zorch, wie Madikul, Mikelin, Dorsch, wie Naftali, der Wachoschuk, Mikelin, דאפילו מחצ'ים בשווה פרוטה מכל מוקים חשיבוס גודל יש בי שרואו לאסס במלוח הגדלה. So, in discussing Rav, he spells it out that according to Rav, so even less than a פרוטה. Then, when he discusses Shmuel, so he says that Shmuel דרשנס מהכסף דבר חשוב, אף קילים דבר חשוב, to tell us that the pute it has to have. It doesn't require shtei mois, but it requires shtei pute. So isn't Teisves say so himself? All right, Bishlei made a stire between Teisves in Dushin and Teisves in Shwez. That's no kasha. I mean, it's not the same about Teisves. But the same Teisves, how could it be say so himself? The answer is, at first when Teisves says, that even poches mi prute is good enough because it's achshives, so he discusses that ali with the Rav. Ali with the Rav. And according to Rav, so we learn it out. And according to Rav, so the whole din, the whole din from Kesef, we learn out the aloche that kfir requires the Kesef. So we cannot learn out from Kesef that even Taylor requires state putis. So Mele, according to Rav, there is no Yalfuse of Ma Kesef Dovachoshu of killing Dovachoshu. So Mele, according to Rav, Kele doesn't require even state putis. Kele. They macht it even if it's less than important. Mashenkin at the end, he discusses that Alibed Shmuel. So Alibed Shmuel, so then we learn out from Kesef that it has to be the Rachoshuv. So we have this special droshe, Ma Kesef the Rachoshuv, of killing the Rachoshuv. So what does that droshe tell us? That it has to have a prote. Anyway, Teisve Shitein. In Shavuos is that Alibed the Rav, killing don't even require pute, and we pass like Rav. Some Mele, killing don't require even pute. But according to Shmuel, Teisus in Shavuos agrees because there is this, according to Shmuel, so from Kesef we learn out Makesev de Vachoshev, Afkilin de Vachoshev. So that's the whole purpose of that Roshe. Afkilin de Vachoshev, even though Kol Shein, but Kol Shein means not Shtei Mois, but Shtei Prutes, yes. Shtei Prutes, yes. Mashein Kintesis in Dushin, he says it, I'll be the Rav, but Prutes, yes. Tesis in Shmuel says, only Alibidi Shmuel, Prute yes. Because there is a special drosh Alibidi Shmuel. Makesev de Vachoshuv, Afkili de Vachoshuv. But Alibidi Rav, the drosh of Kesef is that Kfira requires the Kesef. So we have no drosh, Makesev de Vachoshuv, Afkili de Vachoshuv. So Alibidi Rav, even Pochas me Prute is enough. Kelim. But Tesis in Gdushin, he holds that even according to Rav, so Yotzo Kelim, even though Rav agrees with the other member of Shmuel, Yotzo Kelim Mashein, but Prute is required. Prute is required. All right. So now, tomorrow, you should look up the Rambam in Perik Gimel Milchastein Venitin Halacha Aleph and Gimel. Halacha Aleph, Beis and Gimel. The Rambam is very strange. How the Rambam explained the Gemara, whether like Rashi or like the Rabbeis of Rashi, that's not clear. But the Rambam says there that the whole Halacha of Shtei Mois Kesef by Meir ben Miktzas is Milivrei. The whole Shia is Milivrei. That's why there is no... So, it's Shtei Mois Kesef, not Shtei Sloim Kesef. Because Kol Kesef Kotsu Fomo Bateiro Kesef Tzure Vishal Divreim Kesef Medine. And here, the whole aloha of Shtei Kesef is Midrabon. Midraise, we don't require in Pergimu Milchastein Nit Nalocha Beis, the Rambam says, Kol Kesef Omo Batero Yishek LaKedesh U'Esre Mo, the Kol Kesef Shal Evrei Madbeya Yerushalayim, Shoy Asala Shalayin Echot Mishmeinu Beit Kesef V'Ashon Nechesis K'mi Shibarno, Aval Amor, Ki Ho Yisho Kesef Noki Afil Yerushalayim, Ki Kesef Shal Yerushalayim, Ufi Sheze Sheitzrichu Liyois, Kfir Asatayim Eshti Kesef Yim Divreim, Also is a Kesef Shal Yerushalayim, שאין שתי מוין, וליוסו איס שני שקולים בשקל הקדש. זהו הדובר שהנירה בשיר כפיר הסתיים. The Rambam is very strange. I mean, so you look over the Rambam, and you'll see what the Lechem Mishne, what the Magid Mishne says, Kesef Mishne, Lechem Mishne, says of that Rambam, and then should alright, we'll make it easy, okay? So up to the Gemara of Omar Shmuel Kitcher B'Tamar. All right. I really wanted to cover more ground, but okay. There is a lot of arithmetic here. All right. All right. per gimel mil chastein and eat na locha beis. Kol kesef omo batei ol, he shekel akedish, vi hua esrim mo, esrim gira ashokel. So the Talmud Munkle says, esrim gira esrim moin. Vi chol kesef shel divrayim, mi madbiya Yerushalayim, שהוא יעשה לשלהן אחד משמינו בוי כסף ואשר נחיסס כמו שבעם so כסף של מדינו is 1/8 of the כסף of Torah אבל עמו היא הוא יישו כסף נוקי אפילו בירושלים והיא כסף של ירושלים ולפי שזה ופי שזה שיצריכו ליאס כפיר הסתיינו שתי כסף עם דבריהם עושו איסו שתי כסף של ירושלים שאין שתי מוים ולעושו איסו שני שקולים בשקל הקיש זהו הדבר הנראה בשיעור כפיר הסתיינו In other words, the Rambam Shiti is that the whole aloche of tiny shti kesef Kvirish the Kesef, Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, is only in the Rabbanan. Midraise, there is no requirement for Shvuis, maybe Mikzas, that the Kvire or the Taine should be in the Shio of Shtei Kesef. So, how much is the Shio Midraise? In other words, it a Prutes. Of course, it has to be two Prutes, not one Prute, because he has to be Kefer B'Mikzas and made B'Mikzas. If it's one prute, so there couldn't be a doye be prute. So in other words, there has to be two prutes. So Midrash said there has to be two prutes, that's all. And all these droshes, ma kesef dover choshuv, af kol dover choshuv, or ma kelim choshuv, af kesef choshuv, that's only in a smachte, according to the Rambam. It's only in a smachte. It's only in a smachte. All right, that's the Rambam sheet. Now, the Rambam says, ufishezeh sheitzrichu liyeis kfiras atayne shtei kesef himi livrayem osu eiso shtei kesef shel Yerushalayim shehein שתי מוים ולעושו איסו שני שקולים בשקל הקדש לעושו איסו שני שקולים בשקל הקדש זהו הדבר הנראה בשיעור כפיר הסתיים בשיעור כפיר הסתיים Now Now, so the Rambam says that the reason as to why the Mishnah requires Shtei Mois, because that's with the Rabbanan. Had it been with the Raise, it would require not Shtei Mois, but Shnei Shkolim. Now the question is, how can the Rambam say that if it had been with the Raise, then it would require two Shkolim? But the Gemara says in Maskone that Rav Asi Saloche has reference only to Kesef Kotzu form of a Torah, like Hamishim Shkolim, and I mean Meir Shkolim of Mesi Shemra. But Here it's not Kesef Kotzuf. Here the Torah says, Ki yiti nishel reyu kesef v'keilim lishmeya. Kesef v'keilim lishmeya. So it doesn't say kotzuf, how many in number. So why does the Rambam say that had it been midiraisa, then it would require shtei shkolim? Why? Because kol kesef kotzuf omo bateo is kesef shkolim. Kesef tzur, kol kesef bateo, kesef kol, kol kesef omo bateo, kesef tzur. Now Rashi explains it. We learned it yesterday. Kol kesef omo bateo, kesef tzur. Impiri shkolim ave shekol tzur. Vim stam have madea pruze shebitzur. Why? Why does Rashi say that? Because Rashi was also bothered. Monefshech. If we say kol kesef kotzuf homo batero, have is kesef tzure, so what application does it have to the kesef of made in mixas? There it's not kotzuf. So Rashi explains, true. In other words, if it's kesef kotzuf, so then it impiris. Kol kesef matir or kesef tzure, impirish kolin have a shekel tzure, v'im stam have a madbeo apchusa shebitzure, have a madbeo apchusa shebitzure. So if it says stam and it doesn't say shkolin, so then it's madbeo apchusa shebitzure. Now, but the Rambam apparently is chelik and Rashi, because the Rambam says, if it had been midiraisa, then the kesef by midim mikzas would have to be shkolim, not mois. Even though the Torah doesn't mention shkolim, the Torah doesn't say ki yiten yishel reyu kesef shkolim lishmeya oy kelim. The Torah says kesef stam. The Torah says kesef stam, some mele, according to Rashi, even though it is midraise, it still doesn't require shkolim. It still doesn't require shkolim because the Torah doesn't say shkolim beferash. But according to the Rambam, so even if he doesn't spell out shkolim, it means shkolim. But it has to be kotzuf. So the question is, where is it kotzuf? Here it's not kotzuf. So the pshat is, if the droshe of makilim shnayim, af kesef shnayim, would be droshe gmure, then it would also be kotzuf. Because what difference does it make whether the Torah specifies, let's say, hamishim shkolim, or it mentions hamishim kesef, meyosh kesef, or it mentions shtei kesef? Now, since there is a droshe, makilim shnayim, af kesef shnayim, so that means that it is to be considered as if the Torah had spelled out shtayim. So maybe it should be shkolim. And the Rambam is chelik on Rashi. Rashi says only if it's pirish kolim have a shekel tzure. Vim stam, so it's also madbeya of tzure, but madbeya pruze shebitzure, not shkolim. Only when it spells out shkolim. But the Rambam shiti is no. Whether it spells out shkolim or not, if it's kesef kotzuf, it is shkolim. If it's kesef kotzuf, it is shkolim. So it is shkolim. So memele, the Rambam says that the reason as to why the Mishnah doesn't require shnei shkolim, but shtei mois, because the whole droshe, makesef devachoshuv, afkol devachoshuv, or makelim shnayim, afkesef shnayim, is an asmacht. It's not a drosher gemur, it's an asmacht. So mele, midrei se, there is no aloha of shnai, and there is no aloha of choshev midrei se. But of course, bimsies, you couldn't have, you couldn't visualize a shvui of medbe miktsas, a shvui of medbe miktsas without a tiny of two potes. Not because there is a loche midraise requirement, midraise of two potes per se. Midraise, there is no requirement of two potes per se. But there has to be a kirbe miktsas, veidoibe miktsas. If the tiny is unless than two putes, so you couldn't have kvira b'miktsas v'idoy b'miktsas. Suppose the tiny is on one pute. Some mele, and they'll be made a what half a pute, and they'll be kefir half a pute. Some mele, that's not momein. So there is no kvira b'miktsas, and there is no idoy b'miktsas. But on a deraisa level, there is no requirement of Shnaim per se. The drosha of makilim shnaim, of kesef shnaim, that's an asmacht. The drosha of makesef dava choshuv, of kol dava choshuv, or of kilim dava choshuv, as teis vese, is geyes, so that's an asmacht. But had it been midraise, it would be kotzuv, because of makilim shnaim, of kesef shnaim. So then the Mishnah would require not shtei moes, but Shnei shkolim. Rashi is chilek on the Rambam. That's why Rashi says, "Im pirei shkolim ave shekel tzure, v'im stam ave matbeya hapruze shebitzure." But the Rambam shita is, even if it's not pirei shkolim, so it means shkolim. I mean, why does it mean shkolim? So it could be. We probably learn it out from the Hamishim Shkolim of Phineas and Mephate. There is Dovah Kotzuf, and the Torah spells out Shkolim. So Mele, we learn out, according to the Rambam, that whenever there is a Kesef Kotzuf in the Torah, so it means Shkolim. Now, and if the Droshe of Makilim Shnayim, of Kesef Shnayim, would be Roshik Mure, so it would also be the Vakotzuf. Some mele it requires Shnei Shkolim, even though the Torah doesn't spell out Shkolim, just Kesef. But the Drosh is not Roshik Mure, the Drosh is an Asmach. Okay, now. Ulfi Jezeshi Yitzchichol Yitzchirat Taina Shnei Kesef Imi Livrayem, also iso shtei kesef shol Yerushalayim shein shtei moim veli also iso shnei shkolim b'shekel HaKidesh zehu ha-dovor ha-nire b'shiro kfir ha-satayin. Then he says v'rabbei sayheru shekfir ha-satayne hu mishkal. That involves a little bit of arithmetic too. V'rabbei sayheru shekfir ha-satayne hu mishkal cha esrei seireis v'chotzi seiro min ha-kesef. 19 and a half, the weight of 19 and a half seeds of grain, the weight of kesef. It should weigh the kesef, in other words, a bullion of silver that has the weight of 19 and a half garinei seor, bal. Now, what's the size of Iseiro? So Iseiro, I mean, a Chot Iseiro is a very important Shio Chot Iseiro, because that's the Rif and the Rambam and all the Rishenim mentioned, that's the Shio of a Pruto. True that Pruto is of copper, but it has the weight of a Chot Iseiro Shal Kesef. In other words, if you put on the scale, on one side, you'll put half a seiro, and the other side of the scale, you'll put a puto that circulated in the Eretz Yisrael, you know, so then it will balance. So in other words, so the shiur of the Chotzi Seiro Kesef. So it's a very important shiur. Now, Chotzi Seiro, what's the size of Chotzi Seiro? That's approximately 1/3 of an inch. A Chotzi Seiro is approximately 1/3 of an inch. 1/3 of an inch. All right, anyway. So the Rabbi say here, Shekfira Zataine, who mishkal sha'esrei seireis v'chotzi seiro min ha'kesef. V'yesh li kamo rayis listerei se'aderech she'tofzu ha'chiyotzu lehem ze'a cheshben. V'yira li shutois. But what's the basis of the cheshben of the Rabbi say? That's Rabbi Yisef Migash. So, so the Kesef Mishne explains it. Kesef Mishne explains it. V'nira li she'tamo. Mipnei, where did he get that figure? 19 and a half. Mipnei shehi miforshin, shema sheomru atayna shti kesef, mi kesef midine, shehu kesef Yerushalayim. Dahayne shnei dinri mimadbeya, sheshminosei kesef, veyasho necheishis. In other words, because the Gemara says, kol kesef omru bateiro kesef tzure. We shall defray him kesef medine. So any kesef that the chachomim won misake, that is not mentioned by the Torah, so that is kesef medine. And kesef medine is 1/8 of kesef tzur. 1/8 of kesef tzur. So mele, apparently the rabbis of the Rambam agreed with the Rambam on one point. Just as the Rambam says, that the whole requirement of shtei kesef is midivrayim, so the rabbis of the Rambam agree with this. Contrary to the shita of all the other rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, I mean the Rambam, the Rashbo, according to them, so the requirement of shtei mois kesef is a deraisa requirement, but the Rambam shita is, it's a derabbanan requirement. Apparently the rabbis of the Rambam agree with the Shita that it's only Rabbanan. So it's Kesef Divrayim. If it's Rabbanan, so it's Kesef Divrayim. So Mimele, and Kesef Divrayim is Kesef Medine. Kesef Divrayim is Kesef Medine. So Mimele, and Kesef Medine, the Gemara says, is 1/8 of Kesef Tzure. Because the Gemara says, my sela, palga de suze. So his sela medine is hefizuz, because in a sela shel Torah, a sela tzure, so there are four dinri. So and the sela Medine is 1/8 of our dinim. So that's hefizuz. That's the shita of the rabbis. So he says, but what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that even though that Kesef Shel Divrayim is Madbeya Yerushalayim, Shehu Yaseh Shohen Echod Mishmeino Boi Kesef, Vashor Nechizek Mishibarnu, but Mo is an exception. Avol Amo Yoiso Kesef Noki Afilu B'Yerushalayim, V'hi Kesef Shel Yerushalayim. So in other words, we say it like Gabi all the other coins, that Kesef Yerushalayim is 1/8 of the Kesef Shel Teiro. But as far as Mo is concerned, so even the Mo of Medina is also the same. The Kesef Yerushalayim was also pure silver. So Mele, so is the same as the Kesef, as the Mo Shel Tzur. This is the Rambam Shiti. But the Rabbeisov say no. Since Kesef Medina, Bimtzias, was 1/8 of Kesef Setzuro, so it applies to more also. So the more of Medina, of Divreim, Kesef Divreim, so is 1/8 of the Kesef Tzuro. Oh, this is what Ksed Mishneh says. Mit Nishen Miforshim, Shema She'omra Atayna Shti Kesef, Mi Kesef Medina, Shu Kesef Yerushalayim, Dahayne Shnei Dinrin, Mi Matbeya, Sheshminosei Kesef, Ve'ashor Necheshes, ועל פי מה שכוסוף 20 גירה השקל נמצא שני דינרים ממס המוין ששמיני שלהם מור רביע שאין משקל 10 סעירים כסף היצי מיינס משקל חוטי סעיר כסף שהוא שווה פרוטה לידוי נמשר בכפיר אס משקל יותי סעירים וחצי. In other words, because the Torah says in כסיסו 20 גירה השקל and Targumunkala says Esrim geo, esrim moi. So in a shekel shel tzure, in a shekel shel teo, you had 20 mois. You had 20 mois. You had more mois. And in a shekel shel teo, how many dinrim does a shekel shel teo have? Four dinrim. So that means that one seller, shekel is a seller, the seller shalteiro, one seller shalteiro has esrim mois, one shekel shalteiro has esrim mois, and then, so now, a shekel shel teiro is 20 mois. 20 mois. And the shekel is 40 mois. So, how many? So, 2 dinrim is half of the shekel. Because the shekel is 40 dinrim. So, 2 dinrim is 10 mois. Himesamoi. That's the more shel teiro. There's the more shalteiro. Now, shnei dinrim is esamoi. Esamoi. Now, and
two dinrim is a somewhat.
Yes, I'm on. Thank you. sitting. It's one sitting. Well, I know the Cheshbon, but there is one difficult thing in the Cheshbon. So he says, "Time to force him to mash him or a tiny stick kesef, mikesef bedine shu kesef Yerushalayim, dine shnei dinrim. It's two dinrim. Mi matbeash mishnosi kesef vashon cheshes." Why does he say, "Hane shnei dinrim"? Stick kesef doesn't mean dinrim. It means two mois. So that I don't understand. But so he says, the Kesmishna says in the Rabbeisof of the Rambam that they hold the Taina Shti Kesef, Mikesef Medine Shu Kesef Yerushalayim, Daine Shnei Dinrim. Daine Shnei Dinrim in Matbea Shesh Minosi Kesef, Veashor Necheshes. Now, Shnei Dinrim, because in a shekel there are four Dinrim. So Mimele, two Dinrim, and the shekel is 20 more. Some mele, two dinrim would be 10 more. And that's in the more shaltero. But then, the more midino, so is 1/8. So 1/8 of 10 is 1/4. So, shnimtza shnei dinrim v'esa moin. Sheshmini shalohem mor via sheheim. So in other words, so shtei mois kesef is mor via. I mean, there's the cheshbon, but what I don't understand is here it's not shnei dinrim, it's shtei mois. There are four dinrim in a shekel, but then there are six. There are six mois in a dinner. In a dinner. So there are 24 mois in a shekel. So how did the rabbis of get the treshm as if the shtei kesef had meant to dinrim, not to mois? That's very strange. But anyway, but this is what the rabbis of assumed, that it's to dinrim. But since it's only mid Rabbanon, some mele, it's 1/8 of the Kesef Shel Torah, of Kesef Shel Tzurah. Some mele, now, two dinrim of the Kesef Shel Torah would be 10 mois. Now, so two dinrim of the mois midine, so is a moe, Urevia of Tzure, of Kesef Tzure. Moe Urevia of Kesef Tzure. In Moe and the fourth. Now, 8 times 1 and the fourth would be 10. Now, that is... So, now the Cheshbon, now... So he says, that's the Mishkal. Eschim Seiro is Kesef. How does he get... Mishkal Esrim Seir Kesef, because all the Rishonim say, the Rambam, that the Mishkal of a Pruto is Chotzi Seir. Now, and here, the Gemara says, Pruto Shom Chachom Me'achot Mishpenu Bisar Talki, Sheish Moe Kesef, Dina, Moe Shnei Pindyonim, Pudin Shnei Yisurim, Isa Shnei Musmusim, Misme Shnei Kuntreikin, Un Kuntrek Shtei Prutes. Now, you have here, so a Moor has two Pidyanim, and every Pidyan has two Yisorim. So Mimela, that means that one Moor has four Yisorim. Every Isa has two Musmusim. So that means that every more has eight musmisim, and every masmes has two kontrunkim. So that means that every more has 16 kontrunkim, and every kuntrek has two prutes. So that means that one more has 32 prutes.